Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
It was 5 years ago that a sixth grade class out of landlocked Arkansas inspired a key study on the alarming decline of starfish. And now the findings are finally being published. Their teacher said the students knew that they would never go to the coast. They would probably never get to see this type of starfish, but they were so passionate about what was happening. The $400 the class raised and sent to Cornell University for research sparked an avalanche of fundraising. Through the study, it was discovered that a viral disease outbreak has affected more than 20 species of starfish from Mexico to Alaska, thus the decline. And millions of people across the Midwest have been slammed by the polar vortex. The record-breaking low temperatures have left at least 10 people dead. And in Chicago, where the wind chill dropped temperatures into the minus 50s, residents reported experiencing what they're calling frost quakes. When the water underground freezes due to a sudden drop in temperature, it expands, causing the rocks and soil to crack, resulting in a loud booming or banging sound. And the population of monarch butterflies that migrated to Mexico this winter is up 144% from last year. Good news for a species that almost landed on the endangered list. But scientists warn it doesn't mean monarchs are out of the woods. This year was just the perfect combination of weather. The director of Monarch Watch says it's not going to be replicated next year, not even close. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, there's a story developing that parents need to know about.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. Trish Pharma is expanding a voluntary recall of its infant ibuprofen. The company says that the product may contain a higher concentration of ibuprofen than actually labeled. Trish Pharma says that there have been no reports so far of any illnesses. Super Bowl fans, beware. That's right. Hackers could be gearing up to steal your data on Sunday. Security strategists say that hackers will likely target the Super Bowl website as fans flock there for more information. And fans logging into the stadium Wi-Fi are also likely to be at risk. Last year, researchers found over 100,000 cyber threats on the stadium Wi-Fi. Louis Vuitton, that's right, the upscale brand is turning a beloved kids game into a fashion accessory, releasing a luxury Jenga set. The 54 LV monogrammed pieces are made from red and blue plexiglass engraved with the company's signature logo and monogram.
So they've got the Louis Vuitton logo, but do they have the Louis Vuitton price?
Yes, so if you want this chic piece for your living room, you have to shell out, of course, $2,400 if you got the cash.
Sounds like they're for the gamer who has everything. Thanks, Susan. Well, many new parents learn to rock their babies to help them sleep. But according to new research, rocking can also improve sleep for adults. Here to talk about what that means is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Welcome.
Hi.
So are we talking buying a rocking bed, sleeping in a hammock? Let's talk about how rocking improves our sleep.
Yeah, so we know that in this study, what we saw was that people had improved times to fall asleep. They stayed asleep longer. They had deeper sleep, which was more restorative. Mm. So we know that sleep improves health. We know that's all over the place. Everybody knows about this. It turns out rocking specifically helped with some brain patterns that helped not only the sleep, but then the sleep improved brain function. There were memory tests that they did, and there were improvements in memory. This is really interesting and exciting because now we're seeing yet another health benefit of deep sleep and a way to get there.
And what does that mean for people who have trouble sleeping regularly then?
Well, we know that millions of Americans have insomnia, and older people also have trouble sleeping. There are a lot of reasons why people don't sleep well. If you have insomnia, maybe there's something that we can be doing differently that doesn't involve sleep meds. Okay, a lot of us are using sleep medications. Yeah. They can have some serious side effects. They can be habit forming. How amazing would it be to have a non-pharmaceutical way to get a really good, deep, restorative sleep that also improves brain function?
Dr. Suzanne, it's always great having you on the show. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's move on to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear a major star is finally on social media.
That's right, Kristen. Julian Roberts gave in and finally got an Instagram page several months ago. But how's she like it? She loves it. She told the reporter that she's not addicted, but did like the idea of taking on a social media presence at her own pace. As for who she loves to follow, she thinks Josh Brolin is a great Instagrammer. Hey, Julia, have you been on a Dish Nation page? We're pretty cool with Instagram, man. Hit that follow button, please. And speaking of hitting the button, Kylie Jenner loves to hit up Postmates on her phone. Now, Kylie reportedly placed 186 Postmate orders in 2018, totaling more than $10,000. Now, most of her orders were placed around 10 a.m. every other day, but Kylie's not the only one. She and her brother Rob send each other things to try all the time. So that's why we never see Rob outside anymore. You know what? Makes sense now. And finally, LeBron James could add agent to his resume. Octavia Spencer said LeBron helped her get equal pay on a new Netflix show. The two are working together on a limited series about Madam C.J. Walker, America's first black self-made millionaire. When Spencer was negotiating a deal, LeBron had to intervene. You know what? That's my guy. Assistant on and off the court. Hey, LeBron, can you take a look at my deal, please? Well, anyway, that's today's Dish. Until next time.
What a cool thing for LeBron to do. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Well, despite marijuana being illegal at the federal level, there's a growing trend among states to legalize pot for recreational or medical use.
33 states have legalized marijuana in some form. And even in states where the drug is still outlawed, more and more prosecutors in big cities are scaling back on marijuana prosecutions. The latest city to join the list is Baltimore. Marilyn Mosby, Maryland state attorney for Baltimore, said she would cease prosecuting people for possessing marijuana within city limits, regardless of the quantity or the person's criminal history. She also asked courts to vacate convictions in nearly 5,000 cases of marijuana possession. Recreational marijuana is illegal in Maryland, but possessing less than 10 grams was decriminalized in 2014. Mosby said, "When I ask myself, is the enforcement and prosecution of marijuana possession making us safer as a city? The answer is emphatically no." Mosby argued police resources would be better used to investigate homicides. According to crime statistics released by the FBI, Baltimore's homicide rate is the highest of any major U.S. city. She also said marijuana possession cases unfairly target black people. Nationally, African Americans are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites.
Mosby joins prosecutors in Philadelphia, Houston, and Boston who've announced they're implementing similar policies to ease marijuana prosecutions. When you're a young student, school and homework can feel like a real emergency.
So much so, one boy felt his only option was to call 911 for some help. The boy reached Antonia Bundy, who works for the Lafayette, Indiana Police Department. When she answered the call, the boy said he had a really bad day at school.
What happened at school that made you have a bad day?
I just have tons of homework.
In the audio recording posted to the police department's Twitter, you can hear Bundy helping the boy with his emergency math problem.
Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
Yeah. What's 3 by 4 plus 1 by 4?
The boy thanked Bundy, also saying that he's sorry for calling, but he really needed some help because the problems were really hard.
The Lafayette Police Department says they do not recommend calling 911 for homework help, but they're glad the young boy got the help he needed. And still ahead, how a hotel in Sweden is trying to help fight screen addiction. And we have some tips on how to make money resolutions stick.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Americans are expected to buy 58 million pounds of chocolate, most of which will come in heart-shaped boxes, of course. But wouldn't it be sweeter to make your loved one something special? Well, I thought so. So we brought back our friend Chef Paul to help us out. Hi.
Hello.
So do you love Valentine's Day?
I love Valentine's Day because you can really make something from the heart, something that's fun and easy, and you can eat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a win-win. Let's get going. What do you have?
So what about making a chocolate bowl?
Well, that doesn't sound easy. How do you make a chocolate bowl? Let me just get my little pottery.
No, we're not throwing a clay pot, sweetie. You melt some dark chocolate, you blow up a balloon, dip it, chill it, pop it, done.
Okay, that does sound pretty simple.
It's totally simple.
Let me see this. I know you always bring...
Here we go.
Bring treats.
So you have your dip balloon and pop.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Fantastic.
And then you have a cute little chocolate bowl.
Yes.
And then what do you put in the chocolate bowl?
You can add berries, chocolate mousse, whipped cream, anything that your husband might like.
Oh my gosh, you can put an engagement ring in there.
You could.
And then propose. You're welcome.
Just don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat the ring. Yeah. Yeah, I love that idea. Okay, very nice.
And so you have your chocolate bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have it on a plate. What do you do with that plate? Have you been to a restaurant where they write happy birthday, happy anniversary?
Absolutely, and I've tried to do that once, but it always comes out so bad.
So melt the dark chocolate, put that in a zip bag, let the chocolate cool a bit, snip off the end. It's great for writing a special message.
And you can do it with the kids as well, which is fun.
Fun.
Thanks, Chef Paul.
Pleasure.
All right, listen to this next story. A woman was kicked off a flight for fat-shaming other passengers.
The incident happened earlier this month on a flight from Las Vegas to Newark. The unidentified passenger was seated between Norma Rogers, a New Jersey nurse, and Rogers' partner. The passenger began loudly complaining on a phone call, and Rogers documented the entire thing on video.
Oh my goodness, I don't know how I'm gonna do this for the next 4 hours. This is just impossible because they're squishing me. Like friggin', it's just unbelievable. Yeah, me too. I'm stuck, but at least they'll keep me warm.
Because I can't breathe and it's so
squished.
Well, I eat salad, okay?
Rogers called a flight attendant to ask for the passenger to be assigned another seat, citing verbal abuse. When she moved to the aisle, other passengers started yelling at her.
You should be ashamed of yourself, man. What you're doing is so terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm not
politically correct.
Make America great again. That's not the example.
Why don't you sit in the
In a statement, United said, when it became clear that this passenger's behavior was likely to be problematic on this flight, she was provided alternate travel arrangements first thing the next morning.
Rogers said she was grateful for how United handled the situation, saying they acted quickly and kept things from escalating any further. Well, every February, the biggest names in the fashion world come together to show off what's hot in the year ahead at New York Fashion Week. So here to break down what's in store is fashion expert and my friend, Sydney Sadick. Sydney, I love New York Fashion Week. It's just such a fun time.
Me too. There is so much to look forward to for this fall and winter 2019 season, from all the celebrities who are coming out to the trends and, of course, the parties. There are so many things that you need to know ahead of time. Okay, so actresses Olivia Culpo and Dove Cameron are actually collaborating together for the very first time, all in the name of fashion, on the cover of the Daily Front Row, which is the long-running Bible of New York Fashion Week. The girls have never worked together. They've been teasing the shoot all over Instagram, so we're really excited to see how it's going to turn out.
I know. I can't wait. Okay, so what else?
So another major moment that we're really looking forward to next week is that Real Housewives of New York City, Sonia Morgan and Luann de Lesseps, are actually going to be making their very own modeling debut at New York Fashion Week. The women are set to actually walk at the Blue Jacket Fashion Show, which raises awareness for prostate cancer and is usually walked by just men. So everyone from Mario Cantone to Don Lemon have walked this show, and now these ladies are going to be the first women to ever walk it. So I'm really curious to see what they're going to wear and how they're going to take on this new challenge on the catwalk.
I love that there's always surprises at New York Fashion Week, so that's definitely going to be one of them. And then there's the fashion, of course.
That's right. There is never a dull moment at New York Fashion Week, and that even goes right down to the trends. I'm super excited to see what designers are going to incorporate coral. Coral is named the color of 2019, so I'm sure we're going to see that in lots of different and fresh ways. And of course, to just see designers like Ellie Jahari, who haven't been showing for the past few seasons, coming back and really making a splash.
Well, Sydney, make sure you rest up. I know that's going to be a very busy week for you. Thank you so much.
Many Americans make New Year's resolutions about money, but by February 1st, about 80% of all resolutions fail. So joining us with some help on our financial resolutions is New York Times bestselling author and creator of themoneyschool.com, Nicole Lappin. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
I cannot believe the
crazy
stats are so big in terms of us not making our money dreams come true.
Right, and it's all about changing your money mindset. If you change your mindset from a place of deprivation to aspiration, your finances will follow.
Okay, very nice. Let's talk about how to make these resolutions really stick.
Okay, get a buddy. So I'll be your financial buddy.
Okay.
If you want, find your financially fit friends. Studies have shown that if you actually spend more time with them or make regular check-ins, you're more likely to stick to your financial goals. The same thing like in a regular diet. If you have a trainer waiting for you, or if you have a friend downstairs waiting to go on a run, you're more likely to do it.
That totally makes sense. Accountability is everything. So changing our mindset can be hard at first. So what do you recommend?
Get down with the digital tools to help you. You know, stressing over bills is not gonna pay them. One of my favorite new tools is Eno from Capital One. Eno really looks out for you and your money 24/7. They send you real-time fraud alerts or duplicate charges, or even lets you pay your bill by sending a simple text or emoji.
Anytime there's an emoji to pay
a bill, sign me up.
Right?
Right.
Okay, I get a little grumpy around bill paying time or just dealing with money in general because it does overwhelm me. You keep things simple, but how do we stay positive during the process?
You really have to visualize your goals. You know, we talk about a vision board for so many other aspects of your life. Are you a more visual person? Come up with a vision board for your financial goals or write them down. Keep checking in with what your end game is and what you're working toward, because that will make you more motivated to stick to it.
Such great advice as always, Nicole. Thank you.
Well, if your New Year's resolution is to cut down on screen time, here's the perfect opportunity to break that addiction.
Hotel Ballora in Gothenburg, Sweden is offering a free hotel stay in their checkout suite with breakfast for you and your family. But there's a catch. The price of the room is determined by how much time you spend or do not spend online. The less time you spend online and on social media, the cheaper your stay. And of course, the more time you spend surfing online, the more you pay. If you don't use your screen at all, you stay for free and get to spend more time bonding with each other. The hotel measures your screen time through a Wi-Fi screen-free lamp. The lamp gradually changes colors from white to red based on your web and social media use. If your lamp turns completely red, you have reached full price for the checkout suite, ultimately failing the competition.
If you're up for the challenge and a vacation to Sweden, Hotel Ballora says you have until February 6th to sign up. And if you're sick of untangling your headphones, today's Top 30 Steal is for you.
We have Rokin Bit Charge Stereo Bluetooth Earbuds at a special 62% discount. These wireless earbuds come with a handy little power bank so you can keep them charged at all times. And it can also be used to charge your other devices so you're always charged and always ready. The noise reduction and echo cancellation technology filter ambient noise for unparalleled sound quality. They're compatible with all Bluetooth-enabled devices. Siri is just a touch away, and voice prompts are transmitted directly to the wireless headset. The Rokin Bit Charge Stereo Bluetooth Earbuds retail for as much as $130. But today you can buy them for just $49. That's a 62% discount.
And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. Of the all-time great late-night hosts, you have Carson, Letterman, and now, if you haven't already, you can add Houghton to that legendary list. That's Jeff Houghton, Emmy-winning host of The Mystery Hour.
And get excited because he joins us now. Jeff, hello, and welcome to Top 30.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, I can't wait to talk about The Mystery Hour. So for our viewers who haven't had the pleasure of seeing it yet, tell us what we can expect.
Well, it is a kind of traditional format for a late-night talk show. And we shoot it here in Springfield, Missouri, and it does make it unique because we are here. We're not in New York or LA. We're syndicated on several stations across the country. We're trying to make it happen here. We fly guests in and we tape in front of a live audience, and it's a fun time.
And let's do things I've noticed.
I've noticed that any size pizza is a personal pizza if you try hard enough.
Tell me a little bit about the backstory.
We started at an improv theater, no cameras or anything. I just did it once and I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. I think I want to do this. Did it for 5 years, just no cameras, just in front of a live audience. And then I moved to LA for a year and then moved back, got it on TV, and now we're in 10 markets, but we've just been like kind of making our way, making it up as we go, I guess.
That is incredible, and that's what I love so much about it. You made it happen, and making it happen really is the inspiration for this latest video from your show.
You don't have to wait for perfection before you start. Start while the kids are sleeping. Jot notes while the boss isn't looking. Talk to yourself in the car. Start kind of believing it, then say it out loud and listen to your friends tell you that you're not crazy. Soon you'll be carrying secret smiles behind closed doors because you've begun to realize that you have all the grit and perseverance and moxie that you need to start something that changes. Because maybe those maybes are yeses, and maybe, just maybe, you can make something where you are.
So yeah, that's kind of the passion for me for this whole thing, doing the Mystery Hour, is that you can make something where you are. I've lived in New York and LA and I love them, but I also think you can chase your dreams where you are. And I find it personally inspiring, just that idea. I'm passionate about it, and then also want to inspire other people in the same way.
Well, you're doing it. I'm all warm and fuzzy now, and I appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and thank you for talking to us here on Top 30. Where can people catch The Mystery Hour?
Well, you can catch it on TV, if not there, YouTube. Also, we have live tapings. Our next taping is Saturday, February 16th. We tape in front of a huge, great live audience.
Well, we'll be watching. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.